Welcome back to the Soul Pride course. In this lesson, we're building a pad route in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle, old school DNB vibe. And when I say pad route, I don't just mean picking a nice pad sound. I mean setting up a reusable routing and effects system that lets you perform pads like a DJ tool, filter sweeps, dub throws, space washouts, and a bit of gritty character without drowning your drums and bass. If you're a beginner, this is a perfect way to start thinking like a producer and a mixer at the same time. Pads in jungle aren't just pretty chords. They're atmosphere, glue, and movement. They sit behind the break, they fill the air, and they help transitions feel big. Let's build it step by step. First, set the project for jungle feel. Put your tempo somewhere around 165 to 170 BPM. If you want a classic sweet spot, set it to 167. Now, drop in some drums so you can actually hear what the pad is doing in context. It can beat a real break, or it can beat a simple drum rock with a kick, snare, and hats. The point is, we need something hitting so we can check that the pad stays out of the way. Here's your main goal for this whole lesson. When the drums are playing, the pad should feel like it's behind them, not battling them. Now create the pad track, make a new MIDI track and rename it PDD. Main. Naming matters because you're building a system you'll reuse, so make it readable. Load an instrument. Use Wave Eatable if you want quick modern control, or analog if you want simple and warm. I'll describe a Wave Eatable quick start that gets you into that ravey, atmospheric space fast. On oscillator 1, pick something simple like a sine or basic shapes. On oscillator 2, bring in a saw wave, but keep it lower in volume and detune it slightly. For width, turn on unison with 2 to 4 voices, but keep the unison amount low. We're not trying to make a super saw trance lead. We're going for a pad that feels wide but still sits politely in a drum and bass mix. Now add a low pass filter. LP24 is a good starting point. Set the cutoff somewhere around 600 Hz up to maybe 2K Hz depending on how bright you want it. Then shape the amp envelope like a pad. Attack around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it fades in instead of clicking. Decay 2 to 4 seconds. Sustain down a bit, like -6 to -12 dB. Release 2 to 6 seconds so it leaves a tail and creates atmosphere. Next, add chorus ensemble after the instrument. Set it to ensemble mode, amount around 20 to 40%. Keep the rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. T-shirt tip. This is one of the easiest ways to make a pad feel record-like and wide without having to stack 10 layers. Now the really important part. EQ8. This is where you stop your pad from ruining your low end. Put a high pass filter somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. In drum and bass, your sub and bass line own the low end. Pads are guests down there, and most of the time they're not invited. If the pad feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz. And if it's too fizzy or too modern on top, you can gently shelf down above 8 to 10K Hz. Don't overdo it. We're just trying to keep it smooth. Before we do any fancy routing, quick coach note on gain staging. Get your PAD, main track peaking roughly around -12 to -6 dB on the track meter. Not the master, the track itself. You want headroom for FX, because jungle pads can get loud fast once delays and reverb start stacking. Now we build the actual pad route. This is the DJ tool's mindset. You're going to create return tracks as FX stations. Once they're set up, you can send other things into them later too, like vocal stabs, FX hits, atmospheres, even bits of the break, and suddenly your whole track feels like it's living in the same space. Let's create return track A and rename it A. Dub delay. Drop echo onto it. Turn sync on. Try a timing of 1/8 or 1/4. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Then an echoes filter section. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7K Hz. That dark, filtered delay is a big part of the old school mood. Add a touch of reverb inside echo, like 10 to 20%, just to soften the repeats. After echo, add EQ8 and high pass again around 250 to 400 Hz. Yes, again, think of it like this. Delays love to build mud. Your job is to keep the delay exciting, but not heavy. Now return track B. Rename it B. Rave space. Add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Set decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't immediately smear the pad's front edge. Then low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Teacher tip. If your pad feels too modern, 9 times out of 10 your reverb is too bright. Dark reverb instantly says 90s. Optional but nice. After hybrid reverb, add a saturator with very light drive, like 1 to 3 dB. soft clip-on that can thicken the reverb tail so it feels more like a sampled or recorded texture. Now return track C, rename it C, grit, add saturator first, drive around 4 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Then, if you want that slightly digital old-school roughness, add redux. Keep it subtle. Start with a tiny downsample amount, like 2 to 6%. Bit reduction mild unless you want full hardcore crunch. Finish the grit return with EQ8, high pass around 200 Hz, and if it starts biting, try dipping 2 to 4 Khz a bit. Grit can get harsh in that range really quickly. Cool. Now we actually route the pad into those returns. Go back to PAD, main. Bring up send it to the dub delay a little bit. Somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB to start. Bring up send B to the reverb around minus 20 to minus 12 dB. Then add just a touch of send C for grit if you want it. Maybe minus 25 to minus 15 dB. And here's a big workflow tip. Keep sends low at first and only bring them up when the mix supports it. Pads are like fog machines. A little makes it cinematic, too much and suddenly you can't see the drums. Now let's make the pad breathe with the break. This is one of the most important jungle moves in the whole lesson. Sidechain ducking. On pad. Main. At a regular compressor. Turn on sidechain. For sidechain input, choose your drum source. It could be your drums track, or a kick and snare bus. Starting settings. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you let a tiny bit of the pad's front through. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds for a musical pump. Now lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Old school trick. If you sidechain from the snare as well as the kick, or from the whole break, the pad bounces in a really classic way. But coach note. Sometimes sidechaining from the whole drum track makes the pad overduck, because hats and ghost notes keep triggering it. So here's a cleaner option if your groove starts feeling weird. Create a dedicated sidechain trigger track. Make a new MIDI track. Put a tight little tick pattern on it, like kick or short closed hat hits on the main pulses. Route that track to no output, and then sidechain the pad from that. Now your pumping is consistent and controllable. Next step. Make it performable with macros. This is where it becomes a DJ tool. On pad, main, select your instrument and the core devices, like the chorus, EQ, and compressor. Then group them into an instrument rack. Now you'll create a few macros so you can control the vibe fast. Add auto filter at the end of the chain. Set it to LP12 for smooth sweeps. Map the cutoff to macro 1 and call it pad filter. This is your main performance control. Now map your send amounts. Map the pad send B amount to macro 2 and call it wash. Map send it to macro 3 and call it dub. Teacher tip. This is one of the fastest ways to get real arrangement movement without drawing a million automation lines. You're basically building a performance instrument. For grit, you've got options. You can map send C amount to a macro, or map the saturator drive somewhere in your pad chain if you put a saturator there. Call that macro 4 grit. Add utility and map width to macro 5. Keep the range sensible, like 80% to 140%. And remember, wider is not always better. In the drop, you often want the pad a bit tighter so the drums feel bigger. Then macro 6. Duck amount. Map it to the compressor threshold, but only allow a small range so you don't accidentally crush the pad. This macro is basically your make room for the break knob. Now you can literally DJ your pad. Filter it down in the intro. Wash it out for breakdowns, cue dub throws on transitions, and tighten it up for the drop. Quick monitoring habit that will level up your mixes. Solo your return tracks briefly while the pad plays. Listen to just the delay return, just the reverb return, just the grit return. If one of them sounds like a whole extra instrument, it's probably too loud, too bright, or too wide. Fix it at the send first. Pull the send down before you start messing with your master. Now let's talk arrangement. Jungle style. In the intro, 16 to 32 bars, keep the pad filter down. Push the reverb wash higher. Tease the harmony. You want that we're entering the world feeling. In the pre-drop, about 8 bars. Automate the filter opening gradually. Then reduce the reverb a bit so the drop hits clean. It's a classic trick. Less reverb right before the drop makes the drop feel like it's punched forward. In the drop itself, 32 to 64 bars, keep the pad quieter. More sidechain ducking, less reverb, maybe less width. The pad is support. Not the headline. The break and bass are the main character. In the breakdown, bring the delay up for dub trails, and if you want that sampled, taped vibe, add some grit. You can even do call and response scheduling. 2 bars on, 2 bars off. That little bit of negative space makes the drums and bass feel huge. Automation priorities, if you do choose to draw automation. filter cutoff, return sends for delay and reverb, and width. Those three get you most of the performance feel. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Too much low end in the pad. Fix it with a high pass at 150 to 250 Hz, sometimes higher, depending on your bass. Mistake 2. Reverb flooding the mix. Fix it by high passing the reverb return, darkening it, shortening decay, and lowering the send. Again, pull the send down first. Mistake 3. No sidechain, so the pad fights the break. Fix it by aiming for that 2 to 5 dB gain reduction. Mistake 4. Overwidening. If your drop feels weak, narrow the pad. Try keeping width more like 90 to 115% in the drop. Mistake 5. Harsh brightness. Try a gentle low pass above 8 to 12 kHz, or a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz if it stings. Now, a few pro style upgrades you can try once the basic system is working. For a smoky pad, put auto filter before the reverb and add a tiny LFO movement. Very slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, subtle amount. The goal is life and drift, not an obvious wobble. For an old school resample approach, freeze and flatten the pad to audio, then warp it in texture mode and stretch it slightly. It adds grime and character in a very authentic way.